It's Morning Edition on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Public Media is committed to discussions about decreasing gun violence in Champaign-Urbana, and last year we launched our News, Brews, and Beats series of conversations. Our next event is coming up on Monday, February 21st, and here to discuss it is Illinois Public Media News Director Reginald Hardwick, who co-moderates these discussions. Hi there, Reginald.
Hello, Brian.
Could you just remind folks about the concept of News, Brews, and Beats?
Brian, we're bringing together people to talk about ways to combat gun violence. These are calm, compassionate conversations in a safe place and space, Poor Brothers Tap Room in downtown Champaign. The next discussion will take place Monday at 6 p.m., and I am honored once again to moderate along with Tracy Parsons, Community Relations Manager and Compliance Officer in the City of Champaign's Office of Equity, Community, and Human Rights. And everyone is welcome. We'll also stream this on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page.
And I understand this coming event on Monday will include a panel of educators.
Yes, we are going to talk with educators who are working overtime with young people to earn their trust, to open up about what's happening in the community regarding violence. We'll talk with Dr. Micah Jackson, principal at Yankee Ridge Elementary in Urbana, Taryn Nance, who is the principal at Urbana High School, Jamie Roundtree, who is principal at Booker T. Washington STEM Academy in Champaign, and Sunny Walker, dean of students at Edison Middle School in Champaign.
And what will you all discuss?
You know, I met with educators the other day to prepare for Monday's discussion, and they are dealing with so many children who have lost loved ones to violence or witnessed it. They're tasked with getting the students to focus on their education despite having lost a sibling or a parent. Champaign lost 17 people to murder last year. That was an all-time high, and that included teenagers. I was struck by one principal telling me that many students ask to stay long at the school after the school day ends because it's the safest place to be. We're also going to spend a lot of time talking about parents and resources. These educators are working with parents who may have a bad connection with the education system growing up, or who have never stopped working throughout the COVID pandemic. There are parents who show up and ask the educators for help on how to keep their children from the cycle of violence. They simply are out of answers.
You know, Monday's News, Brews, and Beats is the third discussion in the series. Are you seeing any trends here?
Our past News, Brews, and Beats have included panelists talking about mental health and nonprofit groups who are trying to break the cycle of violence, but it's becoming clear in our conversations with multiple panelists that some feel that if Champaign-Urbana is serious about wanting to end the violence, there's going to have to be community-wide dedication to more resources for young people, places to go in the after hours. For example, one of our former panelists, Karen Sims, quoted the African proverb, "The child who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel its warmth."
And besides those panel discussions, what else will be happening at Poor Brothers Tap Room?
Well, before we start the discussions, we will have a spoken word performance from T. Goddess. And before and after the conversation, people can stay and listen to classic R&B and hip-hop from DJ Icy Dre, thus why we call it News, Brews, and Beats. And you can watch speed painter Keith Jacobs Jr. create art to the music.
That's Illinois Public Media News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick, who's co-moderating the News, Brews, and Beats discussion on Monday night on how Champaign-Urbana can combat gun violence. For more information, go to the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. Thanks a lot, Reginald.
Thank you, Brian.